Long Island College Hospital could close in a month. As WNYC's Fred Mogul reports, the State University of New York, which owns Litch, plans to leave by May 22nd, with or without a buyer ready to assume control.
Brooklyn Health Partners, a newly formed development group, won the right to purchase Litch, but they have to seal the deal with SUNY by May 5th. Even if they do, it's unlikely they'll be approved to take it over by the state health department before SUNY exits. It's been years since Albany faced an application from a first-time hospital operator to assume control of a facility this large, and the approval process is lengthy. Community activist Dr. John Baral says if Litch closes, reopening it won't be easy.
Personnel is gone. Bringing in a total new team of administrators, nurses, and doctors, once it's closed down, it's a different ballgame.
But the health department already has approved SUNY's formal request to close the hospital. With only 30 patients being treated at the 500-bed facility, SUNY will leave next month, whether there's an operator in place or not. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.